I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm special guest Eric.
I'm special guest John.
Hi.
Introduce yourself.
I am, I guess, special guest. That's up to you guys whether you consider me
special.
Extra
as you want.
Special extra guest. Special guest, Bill Corbett.
Excellent. We're glad to have him.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So, Bill, if you'd like to introduce yourself for people that might not be familiar with work.
If you're not familiar with my work, I really don't want to have anything to do with you, number one.
To be fair, if they are familiar with our work, you probably don't want to have anything to do with them.
So it's we are in a Kobayashi Maru here. No one's going to get out of this well. But I am one of the Riff Tracks guys, rifftracks.com, and I used to be... a writer and performer on Mystery Science Theater 3000. And here we are on the Joko Cruise together.
Woo. So, all right. Today's episode is another soda we picked up from St. John's Brewers in the Virgin Islands. This is their ginger beer soda, which again has a picture of a palm tree with a tap in the trunk.
That's nice. Where ginger comes
right from the tree.
Oh, a tap. I see. I'm not responsible for opening it, am I? Because someone will get hurt.
It's a twist top.
He's just
at
getting
least.
It close to the.
We hope
oh,
it's inoffensive.
You like the Foley sound here?
Oh, that was nice.
That's nice and sharp.
Yeah.
So, Bill.
All right, I get the first hit. I must say, I am. You know, I know you guys
wow,
do a lot of
clear.
Whoa, it is. Yeah. It looks like Sprite.
What the hell? Yeah.
It is. I'm predisposed to liking
Thank
ginger
you.
Beer.
That's fine.
Sort of my
drink
of
we had one yesterday for old Jamaican ginger beer that
highlights.
Was nice and cloudy. It was beautiful.
It was
very sharp, clean.
Yeah,
it was really.
This is completely uncloudy. This looks water.
I can see all the way through this.
Yeah.
In fact,
it's ginger beer clear.
Yeah. Our favorability towards ginger beer is why this one was still around waiting for you. It's like, we do not want to have another Scrimshaw incident.
Yeah. What did he have?
Scrimshaw,
the worst thing we've ever done.
We gave him the choice. He picked, on the last cruise, he picked a beverage called Power Malt, which...
it had
trouble right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Black, it's got golden Arabic letters all over it, and it says premium... non-alcoholic
malt energy drink.
Yeah, it
is bad.
Made of pure crude oil.
Yeah, that's what it tasted like.
Yeah.
That's about the color it was.
Yeah, it is that the lowest scoring thing on
probably.
This?
I believe Scrimshaw gave it a fuck you out of 100.
So it's 0 to 100?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll describe the rating scale
right.
To get to it. Right now, we're gonna give it the nose here.
Yep, so
that is ginger.
That is very ginger.
Yeah.
It's not nearly.
It smells. Like just a real clean ginger.
Mm-hmm. It's not nearly as powerful as the old Jamaican,
which is what I prefer. I like stuff
I like
with spice
extra,
and.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be terribly powerful given the root beer we had by these guys.
Yeah, that's right. It smells pretty sweet.
Like Sprite, actually, as it looks.
A little bit. It's got a little zing in there, but not much.
Yeah, the ginger flavor on this I expect to be fairly weak. So. Yeah. Maybe
I
slightly
concur.
More than a ginger ale, but not by much, which makes it a very sad kind of ginger beer. Hopefully the Barrett's is better.
Bottoms up?
Yes.
Bottoms up.
Oh, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not awful.
It's got a little tingle to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it tastes like a ginger ale.
Yeah.
I think they're going more for refreshing than impactful, so...
Yeah.
Which
it's
at
a
this
little
point,
sweeter
I appreciate.
Than I'd like.
Yeah,
you know it's can kind of smell that it's got a lot of sugar in it, and you can definitely taste it. It tastes a little bit like just plain out sugar in the middle of that.
Yeah,
I think you guys have described it well. It's not unpleasant, but it's not what I'm looking for in a ginger beer.
Yeah,
it's a little more of a punch in the stomach.
And in this case, the punch in the stomach is a good thing.
I should have explained that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
This is less a punch in the stomach and more a gentle caress of the tummy.
it's one
Who's
of those.
Who's that good boy?
It's one of those pulled like actor slaps. It's like people that don't know how to play fight very well. It's like,
Yes. Yep. Are you guys actors?
No.
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 Okay.
No, we're just podcasters at best.
We just podcasters. That's not the way to look at it, guys.
Yeah, podcasting for now. Tomorrow, the world.
Because you mentioned stage combat gone wrong. I was on stage once with a guy who nearly destroyed me because he didn't know how to do it right. It called for a scene where he was choking me, and there's a way to do that where you don't actually choke somebody, but he really got into it, and oxygen went away.
He secretly actually hated Bill Corbett. Now's my chance.
Yes, right. Who could blame me? Well, that wasn't bad, but it also wasn't as bubbly as, Schweppes or something.
Kind of a flat deal. Yeah. Let's cover our review process. We go around, whoever wants to talk first gets to talk first. We like to give an anecdote so that the people at home can know how the drink makes us feel on an emotional level.
All right.
And then we give a score from 0 to 100.
Okay.
50 is dead average. We call 50 milk.
Or water.
Milk.
Not water, because most of us like water more than average.
Most
like
of these sodas.
More than water.
Okay, fine.
Wow, you guys got to calibrate this.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This is why he's not usually on the
They're
show.
From Wisconsin, so.
So milk is water.
Milk is water.
No, milk is half and half.
100 water is just the green. Best beverage you've ever had, soda or otherwise.
Okay.
And zero, Eric.
This is why you have me on the show occasionally.
You like doing design. This more than I do. I've done it so many times.
Zero, apparently, as it's been described to me, is a dog eating something it shouldn't, crapping that thing out, turning around, eating the crap, throwing that up, you picking up the dog, shaking it, and then having it throw up in your mouth.
Well, it had to eat the throw.
Yeah,
you
missed a half step
there,
but it's
there's
okay.
There's a lot of logistics involved.
Yeah.
But
basically, it is
I would appreciate
an
infographic
times.
Of that next time I come on your show.
Well, apparently, we made the deal yesterday that if we ever find a soda that it scores an average of over 100... He has to take that through the canine gastrointestinal cocktail.
I don't think that's going to be able to happen. Because it's
just inducing this much, inducing that much vomiting in a dog is not. It's just not recommended.
I'll find a way, Bill.
You will need a team of veterinarians and zoologists, I think, to make that happen.
Animals will be harmed in the making.
Right.
I think based on our listenership and us, we can probably safely calibrate 100 to the new recipe of Slurm.
Ah, yeah. Very good. Sure.
Yeah, what has gotten way up there for you guys?
The top scoring beverage we've ever done got an average of 98.
Oh my!
It is the Sprecher Cherry Cola.
Okay,
that's good.
Which you're up?
And where's that from?
That's from Wisconsin.
Uh huh.
So I would believe you should be able to find some.
Okay.
If you're ever doing a show in Madison, I'll bring you some.
I think the highest beverage on this particular cruise was the old Jamaican ginger beer.
Yeah.
I think I got. I gave that like a 92.
I think
or
it
94.
Ended up like 85, right?
Yeah, it was.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it was so quite pleasant.
There,
it was everything.
Okay.
I wish we had another bottle. It was everything you're looking for in a ginger beer. So if you ever come to this region again, old Jamaican, buzz marketing.
And we did, but we did have the leveraged green apple soda too. We had a
leveraged.
Yes, because we had the
sounds very Wall Street
leveraged. we had the green apple soda. And
from Jones.
You've seen those green apple lollipops that have the caramel on them.
Uh-huh.
We had caramel topping.
Oh.
In a shot glass.
That sounds
so
awesome.
We actually did a different method. Brian had some on the bottom of a highball glass, and he poured the green apple soda over the top. Mm-hmm. I just poured mine directly into the bottle and shook it up.
Was this a cocktail you guys made up, or is that
this
sort of a way of doing it?
We just paused the show, went upstairs, got some caramel, and did this.
Yes, it was.
And then our friend Dave...
You gotta love a cruise ship. I went upstairs and got some caramel.
Oh, no, this was at home.
Sorry.
Then our friend Dave decided that what he was going to do is heat up a shot glass worth of caramel, slam that, and then have a green apple chaser.
Uh-huh.
And apparently that was just a world-changing religious experience, because he gave that 140.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, that's highly recommended.
So what was the average score of that one, Bill?
102.
102.
Wow. Sounds like it's CGI cocktail time.
You broke the sound barrier.
I don't think it's possible. but anyway, for this, I don't have anything yet.
This soda reminds me of the first time I actually realized the difference between ginger ale and ginger beer, because it really just skirts that line between the two sodas.
A ginger ale's gonna have more like a little bit of lime in there.
And it's a lot more subtle ginger flavor. I thought I was getting a ginger ale. I've liked ginger ale since I was a little kid, and it literally, well, sorry, figuratively hit me in the face with ginger flavor, and I realized that I liked it. And
your old just throws a thing of ginger at your face.
Yeah, just smacked. And
where did you get that?
And then I've been a fan of ginger beer and made a number of wonderful cocktails with it since that point. So I'm actually, this wasn't bad. I'm going to give this a 66.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was a much needed drink after what we've been doing. And I appreciate the utility of the drink. It is actually a really good palate cleanser. Like, all of those mistakes are just gone, even though I can still see the sludge cup.
Oh, sludge cup.
Yeah. 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 So this is the opposite of a sludge cup.
We should dump that out so no one tries to drink it again.
I kind of want to arm some traps with that.
It kind of reminds me of... when I had been growing out my hair for the first time, I got a good breeze through it, I was just like, okay, that's fine. So I'm going to give this a 62. Would you give it a 66?
Yep.
Yeah, I've really been sort of discovering some ginger beers this trip, so yeah. It was a nice, not really having had the peak spiciness ginger beers, except for the Jamaica one.
Yeah, you guys have to try the... it's a spicy ginger. I know we can get that domestically. I forget who makes it. But.
Bill, pay attention.
No! I'm not used to having an assistant.
But
we are tons more official this cruise.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very nice. It could be spicier. I do like ginger. But yeah, it's good after all the other stuff. I don't remember what I gave the Playboy Energy drink, otherwise I would...
A 40-something.
Oh, was it in the 40s?
Yeah.
Okay, then no worries here. I'll give this a 60.
I'll go. And I actually don't drink alcohol for a couple of years now.
Okay.
And I don't love sweet drinks. Don't really like sugary drinks, which there's kind of nothing to do there.
Yeah.
Except club soda. So I have actually gotten into ginger beer in a big way. But I found that I really like, it's pretty much a 1-to-1 ratio.
Mm-hmm.
The more sweet, the less I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So this one was okay, but it reminded me of the when people used to claim that you could put Coke and Sprite together and make ginger ale. There just wasn't enough ginger ale, ginger taste or kick. So I'm going to give it like a 52 or 3, you know.
Okay.
Good, a little better than average, but...
Bill is a connoisseur of his ginger beer.
I suppose at this point I am.
Not up to standards.
Yeah. Sorry to bring down the curve.
No,
oh no.
We always need someone to be
a bummer.
Or again, someone to push up the curve. Which
right.
is
only a 14-point spread, which is really, really low for a group of 5 people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Brian.
So I figured out what it is.
Oh, good.
It is, so you're like, we'll just say you're in Mount Moon, and your party is almost dead.
You lost me.
It's a Pokemon reference.
Yeah, he's going
you lost
Pokemon.
Me.
Okay. It fits, all right? Just shut up and listen. So
That's a good title for a podcast, by the way.
That's pretty good.
Actually, you've got, that's like, a new slogan for AndBetter.org.
Yeah.
Shut up and listen.
You've got 2 weakened Pokemon still left in your party. They're like ones that you caught in Mount Moon. One of them's a Zubat. I know the other one's a Geodude or whatever. It doesn't really matter for the purpose of the story.
But he's mentioning it anyway.
Buzz
for
marketing.
Your listening present.
And then you get out of Mount Moon. It's like...
Brian works for Big Geodude.
I don't have to worry about getting attacked anymore. I can go to a Pokemon Center. I can heal everyone up. Things are looking up now. It's like, all that crap behind me. The danger is past. It's just like, okay. Can recalibrate, get ready to go again. Take a nice deep breath. Start the day anew. 64.
So apparently, that Busta is Mount Moon.
That is what I meant to say. I'm sorry. You said it better than me, but that was purely my intention.
That was like one of the most emotional recaps that Brian's ever done. And it was a fucking Pokemon story.
Yeah.
So we have given this a 60.8. which I guess is fine.
Yeah.
Historically, does that make it, like, you know, up there in your in your pantheon? No.
No.
It needs to get into the 80s before something.
This is more mid-range.
I'm glad to hear that.
Recommendation from us. So if you're looking for a ginger beer and you're in the Caribbean era,
why can't I talk? The Caribbean era.
Yes. Everyone knows that.
Back in the 1700s, I believe.
There were pirates, privateers. If they were looking for a ginger beer, they wouldn't go with St. John Brewers, because there's Old Jamaican out there.
Yeah, you can do better.
Yeah, you can certainly do better. Yeah.
And I'm willing to buy
St. John's. But that doesn't mean slogan for our podcast network.
You can do
I was about to make the same joke.
Beat you to it.
God. All right, see you later, Soda Pals.
Thank you, big Pokemon.